I'm Andre Gardner, and this is your Beatles Minute for the week of April 27th. What a joyous surprise we got on Saturday when the Beatles held a Yellow Submarine YouTube sing-along watch party. Ringo Starr was the first to hint at what was to come, and what a wonderful time it was, watching the film, singing along, and during the after party on the Beatles' Instagram stories, seeing all the people around the world who dressed up and took part in the fun. Over 70,000 people attended the party, and leave it to the Beatles to give us a nice escape from all that's going on. And the seemingly never-ending battle between the Beatles and the Stones fired up a little bit between Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger. Paul was asked on the Howard Stern show if he thought the Beatles were better than the Stones, and he said yes, they were. Mick Jagger, who appeared on Zane Lowe's Apple Music show to promote the new song the Stones just dropped this week, was a little more diplomatic, saying about Paul, quote, "That's so funny. He's a sweetheart. There's obviously no competition." Though he did go on to say how big the Stones were as a concert touring band and the fact that they're still together today. And some fans in Liverpool were a bit surprised to see the headstone of the Beatles' original bass player, Stu Sutcliffe, go missing. Thankfully, there was a logical explanation. Source close to the family told the Liverpool Echo that the stone was just being restored. That's your Beatles Minute for the week of April 27th. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.